Is this you?
No, this is not me, no.
Who is it?
Twisted Sister.
Oh, it sounds like Jerry Wachowski singing this. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Those are horrible vocals.
Yeah. I mean, that's not like Jerry Wachowski or Randy.
It's going to get harder in a second.
Yeah, we thought that we.
This is Twisted Sister.
Oh, boy.
I see what you mean. We never play it nice
Jesus
and easy.
Christ.
We play things nice and easy.
Twisted!
Ah, that's fun. Thank you very much.
Wow.
All right, folks. Dwayne Dog Chapman, I guess we tried him like four or five times. He wasn't going to come out of this.
Well,
but evidently he's built up enough goodwill recently where he could just sort of
blow us off.
And,
well, you know, the amazing thing is that the in-studio guest, Reverend Peterson, is apparently a very good friends with Dwayne Dog Chapman.
Yeah, it's an odd couple.
Well,
they should tour doing the Odd Couple.
Of all the people that the Reverend Peterson could have invited, of all the celebrities or noteworthy people that he could have invited to his charity event, he chose.
Would you go see the Odd Couple starring those two?
Yes, I would see that.
You would?
Yes, I would. Like in a small set, a small theater. Yes, I would. Yes.
Who would play who? I guess. Obviously,
Reverend Peterson
Felix
would be Felix.
Unger, yeah.
Reverend Peterson
right.
would be Felix because he's kind of smaller, and then the you know the larger kind of more clunky character would be Dwayne Chapman, the dog.
You know what? That's not a. I mean, talk about stunt casting. That's not a bad performance, like at the Pantages or something.
Sure.
Starring the Odd Couple, starring Dwayne Dog Chapman and Reverend Jesse Peterson.
Yeah.
Be a line around the block for that.
Yeah. I think there would be. And I don't know what kind of line there'll be tomorrow, but look, you know.
Michael Peterson, or Michael, who's that?
Michael Richards.
Michael Richards comes in, and he's one of the poker players.
Yeah, sure, bring them all in.
The race show.
But, it's just, my two primary issues. I don't have an issue with the charity.
Jimmy the Greek's playing at the table?
The charitable work, I have no problem with that. Marge Schott is dead, right? She can't make it. But Joe, you'd invite her if you could. I have no problem with people helping young people. And, there's a few success stories there that the Reverend Peterson seemed to indicate.
Mel Gibson pops in.
Sure, absolutely. But I do have a problem with kind of rubbing in the face of Black America, Dwayne Dog Chapman, and elevating him to almost,
it is odd.
You know, kind of like idol-like status. Come and meet him. My gosh, Black people heard that tape. They have every reason to be offended by this man. And what also offends me is just the real divisive language. And I don't have human children. I can't imagine why anyone would make statements like that. Number one, about their own community, or number two, about any community. It's very bizarre. That's why I asked him if he was mentally stable, because to invite Dwayne Dog Chapman.
It is an odd mix, I'll give you
odd.
That.
Odd. It's outrageous. It's like.
It is weird.
It's incredibly outrageous.
All right, folks, it's 10 o'clock on Fridays, and on Friday, and we do this each and every Friday. It gives everybody an opportunity to call the station, and here's one of the best setup men on the planet. Dwayne Brian Whitman. Look at you.
All right, man. Look at you, man. It's Friday night, gang. And I want to thank Reverend Peterson. He's an awesome guy, man. A very consistent dude, man. I've known that dude a long time, man. All right, man.
I have known that guy a long time.
Want to talk about that, man? Talk about anything at all, man? It's totally open. Yeah, man. 520-9710, or perhaps, I don't know, perhaps you have a 888 Jones, man. Maybe you do. All right, gang. It's 888-520-9710. Jump on live, man. Come on, man. Reverend Peterson and Whitman going at it. God damn it, man.
Mike in Venice, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. It's hysterical listening to Whitman, a white liberal, full of guilt.
Hey, are you on a speakerphone?
I can tell.
Are you in the bathroom?
No, nope,
are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
Oh, now you're not.
Do you have furniture?
No, I haven't changed anything.
Do you have furniture?
Am I on?
No, it sounds like there's a big echo there. I mean, are you?
Are you in a cathedral? Maybe.
Have you tiled? Have you tiled the walls of your living room?
It's a vaulted ceiling living room. It is.
All right, go ahead then.
I guess I need some more furniture.
No, you can continue your attack on me, sir.
Yeah,
you
please.
Well, it's not really an attack. It's just a really obvious observation that it's interesting that you speak for Black America.
I don't
speak in broad general. Let me get a thought because I have also take on your argument style, which is to cut people off by repeating. Just answer the question.
I never pretended to speak for Black America.
No, your white guilt says you know better than a Black man how he should feel.
What I said was, for those who didn't hear it, and obviously you're among them, I spoke out against the premise that most, not all, again, I'm quoting Reverend Peterson, who said most, not all Black people hate white people.
And what do you speak from?
He,
a white liberal?
He made a statement, a definitive statement, which A, I don't believe to be true, B, he can never prove, and C, is divisive. So that's why I spoke against it. And your criticism is, I dismiss your criticism.
Of course you do. And your job as a liberal is to coddle and tell the Black man what to do.
No, my job as a human being with a radio program here with Tim is to not, as a human being, my job is not to sit idly by and allow hateful speech to go unchallenged, racially divisive speech to go unchallenged. That's my obligation as a human being, regardless of political affiliation. So thank you very much.
And your obligation is to also cut him off every time he attempted to answer.
That's not true. We had a dialogue.
You had a dialogue. It was more a monologue. He barely got to speak.
That's not true.
No, he got to speak. All right,
no wonder you don't get along with anyone else at the station.
All right, buddy.
Hey.
All right, there he goes. Frank in Arcadia, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Oh, not bad, dude.
Listen, yesterday we were at the Commerce, and I saw an empty seat right next to you, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go and play right next to Conway. And I asked, and your brother
hey,
was
hold,
there.
Hey, hold on one second. You can't keep using that S word.
I've never said an S word.
Yeah, you said the SH word.
I did not.
Just now you did, dude.
You really
I
did.
I can play it back for you.
Oh, okay. No. It's fine. Okay, I will not say the S word again.
Right.
Okay, so then I realized I was at your private table, but then you took my money. What's up with that?
How much did I take off you?
You took $140.
No, get out of here, dude. I ended up leaving that table with nothing.
And you had no business calling with an 8. You
get out of there, dude.
An inside straight. You are a terrible poker player.
No, dude. Listen, I left that table with without a dime in my pocket.
After you took mine, maybe, and lost it.
No, I didn't take $150 off of you. Get out of here, dude.
I
beat you at a poker game last night, and you don't want to admit it.
Well, what? You had nothing to call. Well, you had an 8. An 8. The flop was 7-4, junk, and I had 7-4. I had 2 pair. And you caught something on the river.
I caught it straight.
Yeah, you caught a straight. You and that girl to your right.
That's not true.
You guys had no business calling that.
I caught an outside straight, dude.
You did not
hey, this is
right.
the guy who the security guard had to wake
an
up.
Inside straight. Yeah, yeah.
By the way.
Hey, are you the guy that fell asleep on one of the tables? Are you?
I was very tired.
Okay, all right, get out of here, dude. What's wrong with you? This guy falls asleep on a table and then complains about my poker playing. Jesus Christ. I did lose.
He seemed to remember a lot of hands for being asleep, though.
Yeah, he's a decent player. I was get my ass kicked. I won a couple of big pots.
Yeah.
And then I got the
thing didn't come
always,
together.
You can always, when you're in Vegas, you can always turn to, there's always like a turning point where your luck starts to slide.
Right, and you can almost put your finger on that moment.
Yeah,
right?
And I had trips and lost to, what did I lose to? A straight.
Oh, well, so and you kept playing, though.
Yeah, but I like sure. Trip kings, right?
Right.
I lost to a stupid straight,
mm-hmm.
And that was the turning point.
Right.
They went downstairs, lost at blackjack.
Kept going. Yeah. All right, of course.
Yeah. Had to be
I understand.
Over. All right, let's talk to, how about Julian in Los Angeles, 97.1 Free FM.
Okay, hi.
Hey.
I want to say Reverend Peterson's one of the most reasonable people I've heard on the air in a long time. He's a breath of fresh air.
All right.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. And I think that it's not a racial issue. It's an economic issue, and so many people in this country have their hands out and want to point at other people. No one wants to take accountability for themselves. And I think he's fantastic to recognize that fact.
All right, buddy. We'll note your comments. I think the people who are, doing well don't complain, and people who are not complain. I mean, I've been in a position where I've not been doing well, and I complain a lot.
No, I just...
Look at Jerry Wyszowski. Nobody complains more than that dude.
Yeah. I just don't...
Totally humorless now.
I just don't... I don't react well when people make sweeping, broad generalizations about entire communities.
I understand your position.
And when you are bringing together at a charity event, a group of people, in this case, Reverend Peterson is a kind of a mentor. He says not a leader, but maybe a mentor would be a right word, to a lot of young black men. You're bringing them to an event, and the celebrity, or for lack of a better term, that you're bringing to this event is Dwayne Dog Chapman. That's...
I understand that. You don't have to explain to me. No, it's an odd choice.
It's just crazy. And I think it's disrespectful to the black community. And by the way, you don't have to be a black person, or, as a caller suggested, a white liberal with guilt. You don't have to. Politics don't matter here. What matters is the offensive speech and the offensive action of bringing before this meeting of young black people a man who is...
You said that.
Right. But it's not politics.
I know.
All right.
Adolfo, yeah, 97.1 Free FM.
Conway and Whitman, man, you guys throw an awesome show. Last night was a great time.
Oh, yeah, man, it's good times.
And you guys just earned yourself a brand new fan.
Wow.
I started listening to the station because of Corolla.
Right.
Corolla was on your show, and I fell in love with you guys. You guys are hilarious, and you guys should have a much better slot than what you guys have.
Yeah, man. Do you like the comedy that we did between 9 and 10 tonight?
9 and 10, you know what? I was actually at the mall at the time, but I will definitely pick that up on Monday because I usually pick up.
You don't want to miss that. It was very light.
Get ready to laugh. All right, buddy. I thank you for calling, buddy. Well, maybe we'll see you at the next event.
Most definitely.
All right, take care of yourself. Wait, hold on one second. You still there?
Yes, sir.
Hold on one second. We got a gift for
you.
A little
prize?
Listener.
Oh, thank you, guys.
We got a
and
pair.
I fell in love with the lovely Gina Grad, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. A lot of guys were grabbing her last night.
Yeah. And Brian, you gotta stop putting yourself down, man. You are not overweight like you make yourself out to be.
Oh, well, you're very nice to say that.
Not at all.
Oh,
not at
see
all.
That, Tim?
Did you meet Brian last night?
Please. I did. I actually took a picture with him, and
yes.
He was holding a cookie, coincidentally.
Oh.
That's, you remember that?
I do. Well, that's a kind of that's a common, frequent occurrence.
Well, I grabbed the cookie and took the picture.
It was
with
just
it.
One?
No, I had to, they had the Christmas cookies
right
there,
yeah.
Last night. I didn't anticipate they would have Christmas cookies. I love.
I thought
them.
It was rude for them to set that bench of sweets up so close to you.
Yeah, it was almost. It's, you know, I couldn't move to the microphone or away from the microphone without passing a tray of Christmas
those
cookies.
Those were good. Yeah,
they were really good. I had
right.
A lot of them.
Hey, hold on, Adolfo. We're going to send you a $50. Or a pair of $50 MasterCard gift cards.
Oh, wow.
One
thank
for you,
you
and another one for a friend. To purchase a MasterCard prepaid gift card, go to CVS Pharmacy or visit MasterCard.com/prepaid.
Yeah,
MasterCard.com/prepaid. All right. Let's talk to Rick on the 405. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Brian, I'm usually at odds with you, but I'm so proud of you for seeing through that veneer of a positive message and identifying for what it really is a sophisticated form of hate speech. What I found fascinating about the Reverend is that he wants to turn it, he wants to say all black people, I'll put it like this, a large group of black people hate white people, and then he wants to turn it around and tell black people that we're all stupid and we can't think for ourselves and we've been brainwashed. I mean, who's going to get behind somebody talking a message like that? And what's another fascinating thing is he's doing the same thing Jesse Jackson is doing, which is he doesn't have a business of his own. He's out raising money, asking people for his money. If he was really about what he says he's about, he'd teach all those guys to be entrepreneurs, and their businesses would fund that organization. So,
he does, with the exception of, and I understand your point there, he does do a lot of work, though, with kids. I mean, he does do a lot of great work. I understand that the controversy of him bringing Dwayne Dog Chapman to a book signing is odd right before Christmas.
But it's more than
that. What about the controversy of his entire message?
Of course.
Black people are delusional in terms of how we view America and that we hate white people. You know what? I grew up in Washington, D.C., which is a predominantly black city. And I tell you, I didn't grow up with anyone hating white people. In fact, we loved white people and wanted to be white people. So where he comes from talking about black people hate white people and white people need to teach us how to think differently, I mean, that's cartoonish, man.
Right. All right, bud. All right, man. We're going to give you something. Hold on 1 second. We got a 2008 is ice cream year. Wow,
oh, my
that.
Gosh. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, geez. That's what you need, huh?
Is there any particular flavor, or is it
so
just...
we're leaving pizza year and going into ice cream year.
It's a year of ice cream. I did not know that. That's the best news I've heard all night.
Wait, what line was that guy in? Line 4? What's that dude's name?
Yeah, Rick. That was Rick.
Hey,
on
what's
line
your
4.
Name, dude?
Yeah, my name is Rick.
Hey, listen to this. We got a year's supply of Baskin-Robbins gift certificates for you.
Oh, my God.
You know, Jesus, that's a dream
Christ.
Present.
I'm there like every couple days. Get your get up to date on the holidays flavors as well. They have special holiday flavors.
Yeah, man.
And as for and also thousands of other flavors, it is the best. I go to BaskinRobbins.com, and there's a Baskin Robbins about a half mile from my house, and I go with my daughter all the time.
Yeah, I love Baskin Robbins. I like mint chip ice cream.
And she sits there at that table and eats that chocolate ice cream, gets most of it on her.
Those little pink benches?
Yeah, and she has a little kid's table that she sits at. And there's nothing better than that. Baskin Robbins, man, they've been around for a long time, and everybody has great memories of that.
Oh, yeah, it's the best.
Baskin Robbins, everybody.
Man, I said it.
All right, more of your calls when we come back. Completely open phones, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Completely open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710.
Yeah, man.
Let's talk to Sal in Anaheim. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man.
Well, I have a couple things to say about the Reverend, man.
Reverend Peterson, who was on with us, okay?
Mr. Reverend Peterson. Mr. Reverend Peterson is making a big mistake by having this racist man. I will call him a racist. Yes, I will. This man is on the news, on the internet, and all that. Everyone can hear it for themselves, the tape, yelling out, you know, the N-word, this, the N-word, that. He doesn't want any black people inside of his family. I would consider that a racist.
I agree with you.
Yeah. So,
I don't know the guy. Reverend Peterson does. But just by the tape that I heard, and the anger that this guy has in his voice, I would say that he might not be the right choice for a toy driver on the holidays
for anybody. I mean, Dwayne Dog Chapman would not be a reasonable selection in this time of year in any sort of exercise that seeks to bring people together.
I think it was a poor choice.
Exactly. And for the statement that he made about most black people not liking white people.
Hating, in fact. He said
hating. Oh, yeah. My bad about that. Hating white people is completely wrong because I live in Orange County, and I do know a lot of black people, just so happens, because I am black myself. I live with white people. I have no problem with it. And you know what? I'll tell you like this. At least 95% of the black people I know, they like white people, too, just as much as white people like me. And as the N-word goes, that right there does not just offend black people in itself. It offends It also offends my Hispanic friends and my white friends. So for him to say that we use it to scare the white man is absolutely absurd.
Right. Do you use the term?
Do I use the term?
Yeah.
Only in its literal term, in its literal form. If a person is not knowing of certain things and he is being ignorant on certain facts, you know, some people might consider that reverend, you know, the N-word.
Oh, no, we don't want to say that.
I'm saying some people. I'm not saying I would, but some people would.
Yeah, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. Happy holidays.
Yeah, see, you too, man.
See, that's why, Tim, and maybe that's why I reacted the way. I mean, the last time we had Reverend Peterson on, I think it was a couple of years ago, he was on the telephone, and he and I had a similar conversation.
That guy does stir people up. He should have his own talk show.
He would actually probably do very well with his own talk show because he'd always be saying, like, totally nutty things, and people would be tuning in to hear, you know, what he was going to say. But maybe it's even I reacted the way I did tonight because it's a holiday time, and it's a time for people to come together, not to tear people apart. And that seems to be his specialty, is trying to tear people apart, not bring them together.
Exactly, right.
Seems to me that way.
All right, Ruben in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How are you guys doing tonight?
All right.
I had a question about, what's the guy's name, Reverend Peterson?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's not a question, but, you know, I'm Hispanic myself.
All right.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that...
All right.
How are you going to have somebody just spit in your face,
all right,
invite them to your own home? You know what I mean?
All right, Doc is not here.
I know. It's an odd choice.
So, I mean...
Right.
let's move on, gang.
Doc is here.
Everybody agrees it is a weird choice, all right? Nobody in this room and nobody in calling so far has defended the choice.
Right.
Is Doc here?
Doc is not here. Is that why?
Is the Reverend here?
Is Reverend Peterson here? All right, the Reverend is not here. He was here. Is that wild? Reverend,
is the dog Chapman here?
Dwayne Dog Chapman, is he here?
He's not here, I don't
know. All right, the dog is not here.
Is the dog's son here?
The dog's son was here, but... he is not here, all right? The dog's son is not here. Isn't that wild? All right.
All right, Bobby in South Pasadena, you're on 97.1.
So dumb.
Bobby.
We're all dumb.
Robert, Bobby.
Bobbert, man.
How many times I could say that name?
Yeah,
man.
I think.
How about Sal in Los Angeles? You're on the air.
Hey, guys. I had a couple of comments, but it's not about the Reverend Peterson. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I was down at the Commerce Casino last night. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was good times. Have you ever been to that casino before?
Never. That was my first time ever attending one of your tournaments. It was pretty good up until the part where Gina called security on me. I thought it was okay because I guess it wasn't.
No, you can't do that to her, dude.
You cannot do that.
You can't put your hands in her pants like that, man.
Yeah, that was my bad.
All right, don't do that.
I did pretty good on these tournaments.
Oh, my God.
Gina,
I don't know what's going on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Gina.
Oh, my God. Who are you?
That was wild. He came to the tournament and down to Commerce. And is this wild? He put his hands. I am not making this up. This is wild. He put his hands in Gina's pants.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. You didn't.
I just can't get enough.
How many times did that happen last night?
It definitely happened more than once in a 6-hour span of time.
Wow.
Yeah. So you know what? Sometimes you got to call in the big boys.
It was wild. And then he put his hands in her pants, and then he smacked her on the ass. Is that wild?
Wow. All
right. Hey, gang. Love leather.
All right. When we do remotes, please do me a favor.
Okay.
Stop touching Gina's.
Anything.
Business.
Don't touch her.
You can, you know, hug her or say hi to her.
See, I would even draw the line at hugging.
But don't touch her. Don't put your hands down her pants. She flips out.
Happens a lot.
Let's talk to Danny in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey, let me ask you something real quick. What's the rule with Gina on remotes?
I have no clue.
Don't put your hands in her pants.
Oh.
All right.
You got it now.
All right. What do you got, dude?
All right, man. Listen, let me change things up a bit. I don't want to talk about politics or stuff that we cannot change anyway. I'm thinking of opening up a marketing company. This is a business related, you know, topic, and you know, I know you guys are in advertising, and you know, you guys know that sort of field. So I was just wondering. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just wondering. What do you guys think is the best way to get clients as far as marketing wise?
What are you marketing?
I just want to help companies get leads. Come on. Hey.
Yeah.
Wake up. I told you, it's not the best topic, but I mean, I do need some help with that.
You know what? I don't know. I don't have a background in marketing. I don't know about any in marketing. I don't know, dude.
That's right.
You're asking the wrong dude.
Right. You've come to two guys who don't have credentials in that area.
Now, if you want to know how to get hot chicks starting in junior high all the way through my adulthood,
you've called the right show.
You've called the right man.
No, I know that part.
I don't know, dude.
How to get laid.
I'd love to help you out. I can't because I don't know anything about it.
Right.
Sorry. Mike and Reseda, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Mike.
Thank you for being a social agent for change.
Oh, thank you.
what a limp what penis a, that is.
What a mouthful that was.
What did you call him?
What was that?
A social agent for change.
For change.
I feel like killing myself.
Yeah. No,
I'm a social agent for change. Is that right?
I don't pretend to be a social agent for change. All I did was, again, I felt obligated, not as a, somebody who is a white person, not as a man, not as a
demo. You don't have to explain yourself. We heard it all.
But no, as a human being, I felt obligated to speak against it.
You're the best.
No, it's not that I don't give an F. It's not, Tim, that I'm the best. I'm not pretending to be the best.
But why do you have to keep explaining what you said 50 times?
Because the caller said that.
You're out of control.
Just say thank you and move on.
But I'm not trying to act as a social agent of change or whatever he said.
I know, dude. Can't use that F word, dude.
We're getting really some quality calls tonight. I mean, really. We're really getting some quality people on the phone.
Mike in Las Vegas, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Speaking of quality, thank you very much, Whitman, for being here all week.
Oh, you're very well. It was my pleasure.
Yeah, this is the fifth day this week.
Yes, it's a complete week, and it's my pleasure. Thank you.
He's got 20 minutes left, and he finishes out the whole week.
Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you very much, and let's end it on an upbeat. Get rid of the reverend talk, and let's hear some coked up Timmy.
Coked up. All right, buddy. All right. Get out of here, dude. All right, folks. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Open phones. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman, live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, man, who was you? Where are you coming from?
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Michelle in Topanga, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Conway and Whitman, thank you for taking my call.
You got it. Did you see that meteor shower out there?
No, come on. Don't mess with me because I'm totally not a freak, and I know this is so random. Has anyone called you?
No, I just saw it on the news, though.
Yeah, they were showing something on the Channel 9 news, KCAL 9. It looked like bolts of light flying through the dark air, through the sky.
No,
we just saw it on TV on Channel 9.
Okay.
Oh, my word.
Hey, Jerry, do me a favor. Hold on one sec.
Okay.
Dude, when she's talking, can you not play sound drops that talk over her?
Oh, boy.
You can do that?
I could do that.
Okay, thanks, buddy. All right, Michelle, you're back on the air.
No, I got to tell you the truth. I was coming south from Valencia, and there was a little blue streak, and both of us saw it. But then when I got on the 101, there was this, like, orange kismet comet, yellow, flaming. It tripped me out, so I had to call you.
Yeah, it's. I just saw it on Channel 9. They had it on Channel 2, and it'll be on Channel 2 in about 13 minutes.
Tim,
I just picked up my 6-10-year-old. He's sure I've lost my mind.
No, it's a meteor shower.
It was a meteor shower. That's what it is. Yeah,
fine.
I love you guys.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what it was. I saw the lights, but I couldn't. I mean, I was very bad in school at science and all that. I couldn't identify what it is. It's a meteor?
Yeah, I guess that's what they said it was. I don't know. All right, let's talk to Joey in Pasadena. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. I'm not trying to serve the pot or anything. I know Whitman doesn't listen to Lycus, but I think he was going overboard today talking about his 20-acre home versus Whitman's half-acre home in Compton, and how he probably drives to work and his dad's 79 Pacer,
right.
And how he's got 32-inch Panasonic TV in his living room.
Right.
I don't know. I would seriously
right.
have a talk with that
right.
guy. I
right.
think he's going overboard.
All right, buddy. Thank you, dude. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Talking about stirring the pot.
I don't think I didn't hear that. I don't think that happened.
All right. Ty in the City of Industry, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello, Sweet Spirit.
Hey.
How are you? How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Bob. What do you got?
Well, is it Jerry's fault that, you know, a lot of my friend and me, we didn't get picked to enter the tournament last night?
What? How'd you not get picked?
I signed up like 2 weeks ago and just
we had 28 or 2,700 people sign up, and we only had slots for about 480 people.
Oh, okay.
So it's not his fault, but we'll try to get you in the next one, though.
All right. Thank you.
And come on down and sign up on the guest list, because a lot of those people got in last night.
That's true.
There was two pages of people that signed up. I believe they all got in, or most of them did.
Whoa.
All right. Corey in Westchester, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What's up with you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, ba-boom.
I'm sitting over here in the parking lot over in Westchester about to pick up my girlfriend. And
now you're bragging.
I looked up, and sure enough, I don't know what the hell it was, but I'm glad that you guys brought it up. And there was this huge green just streak of light right across the sky going towards the ocean.
Wow.
And I caught it. And it was super bright. It's bright as a traffic light. Like, super bright.
Wow.
And I saw it just go right into the houses or whatever. Like, I don't know what it was.
Did your girlfriend see it, or she missed it? She was in the house while you...
She's busy working, so, yeah, she missed it.
Well, you keep her at work.
I shall do that, Tom.
All right, dude, get out of here.
Like you.
Jason in Van Nuys, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Nothing.
All right. Hey, I got a conspiracy about fast food cheeseburgers. Or just burgers, the meat in general.
What about him?
Yo.
All right. My conspiracy is this. I think that it's too costly and too expensive. They serve millions and millions of hamburgers a day all over America at various joints. And I just don't think that that can possibly be cow meat.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay. You think it's something else?
I think I read a report saying that there is so many rats and cockroaches all over America. There's an average of at least 3 cockroaches and 1 rat or mouse per household.
Yum.
That's how many there are.
Uh-huh.
And we don't see them running around the streets and stuff. And I really genuinely think that if you mash up meat
right.
and season it a certain way, you're not going to know the difference.
Well, how about this? How about if we have you come in next week? I'll make one burger out of beef and the other one out of chopped up rat, and you tell me the difference.
Oh, God. You have no idea. I would actually do it.
Okay, hold on.
You're on.
You're definitely on.
Oh, God. Guy's gonna have a rat
Sounds
burger.
Like the guy will do it too.
I'm gonna go down to the radio station. They're gonna serve me a rat burger.
Luke in just down the street in Perth, Australia. Luke, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
My God, how do I follow up that last call?
Oh, I guess you can't. You're currently
Bloody
in Australia,
hell.
Huh?
Yes, really am. Yes, oh. 4 o'clock in the afternoon here, and I thought I'd just. Check in and say hi.
Now, Luke, are you an American who's traveling to Australia and you listen to us here at home,
like
or is that the deal?
No, Tim's right. I do sound American, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
No, the point is, that'd be silly. The point is, maybe you live in Los Angeles, because a lot of people with accents live in Los Angeles, and you're traveling to Australia, or do you listen regularly in Australia?
No, I'm born in Australia and, listen regularly here.
Have you ever been to the United States?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been to Phoenix. In fact, stood on the World Trade Center just a few months before that tragic day 6 years ago.
So, oh, Christ.
But yes, I just wanted to say I'm calling from the land down under where, obviously we like to put a shrimp on the Barbie. I like to put my shrimp in Barbie, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. All right,
dude.
Did I just get dumped?
No, you didn't. You're still on the air.
That's coming now.
Yeah, but here we go. We got a song for you. Rick Dees.
Let's get right into it. And thank you so much, Luke, for the phone call. All the way to Perth, Australia. It's Men at Work right now at KISS FM.
Yeah, man. Ice. Hey, Dan. Daniel, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I called you earlier on this week. I wanted to check in and see how my buddy Whitman's doing.
He's doing great.
If he's, you know, been more encouraged to pursue his dream of Whitman TV.
Well, not really. No, I mean, there's been no... If you're asking if in the course of this week there's been any major breakthrough in terms of my motivation or depression
None.
Or neurosis, the answer is no. There's been
Status
no...
Status quo.
That is correct, sir, yes.
Eric in Los Feliz, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, love the show.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm just calling real quick to find out if you guys have any insights or opinions on what's gone down this week with Adam Carolla.
I do, actually. I called Jack Silver today, and I said, hey, Jack, what's the deal with Carolla? I'm reading on LARadio.com, and some people have said that Adam is not really sick, that he's calling in sick because he's not happy with his negotiations or whatever.
No.
And he said, absolutely not true. He said, I'd tell you if it was true.
Right. But how does Jack know?
I mean, Jack
talks to him and talked to his agent and everything.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. Yeah.
But he was on the Dr. Drew show. He called in and did an hour with Dr. Drew the first day that he was sick. He sounded fine. And
right.
He kind of joked about
now,
him being sick.
When you hear me, when I call in sick, you never hear me calling other radio stations.
No, we hear you calling this one.
Right. I call in here when I'm sick sometimes.
Right. All right. No, but he's, from what I understand, and I got it from the horse's mouth. I mean,
yeah.
Know, he would tell me.
Right.
He'd say, you know, things aren't going well.
Okay, so these rumors are untrue. I mean,
they're totally untrue.
So we have to put this in perspective.
All right. What's up next here?
Coming up, it's an all-new Gretchen and the Lukes. The action turns to fun when the Lukes comes off the road with something special in mind.
All right, stay tuned for Gretchen, the Lukes, Conway Whitman, Monday, right after Lycus on 97.1 Free FM.
Look out, Gretchen. Here comes the Lukes.
Sir, just go ahead and hold. The president is on the line.
Thank you. Hello. Yes, hello. This is President Rahalabaj from, I met you at the summit.
Yes, Mr. Rahalabaj, it's good to hear from you.
Yes,
I remember the summit was a good time. We had a good time. Good people.
I'm calling you from Iceland, Mr. President. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. I appreciate that. How's Iceland?
Oh, it's very, very nice. Very nice. You might actually remember, we talked, I introduced you to my friend Bob, Robert, Abui, Bababui, how's this kid? Bababui, how's the Bababui?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what, you know, I said, but talk about Howard Stern's penis or something. I said Bababui or something.